This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out. Say hi, have some lunch, and enjoy a beautiful day. A little warm, but it's nice and cool in here where we are in McGurk's in Lionville. By the way, every Sunday in August, they have Dollar Dogs and 375 Michelob Ultra Draft, Bud and Bud Light all season long. And they have the collectible McGurk's beer bats here at McGurk's in Lionville. You coming on Sunday to get a hot dog?
No, I got a couple dogs, beer bats, glizzies? Though. You know, I don't eat the glizzies.
Well, you, I mean, I thought you
I mean, the glizzies, I mean, I'm pretty sure the glizzies, I break them up, but that's... You know, I'm coming to get some real food. They got some good food.
They
I'm
have
to
great
get some
food here.
Food,
yes,
food.
Great food here at McGurk's in Lionville. All right, Jalen Hurts, not a great camp so far, and I think I'm being very fair when I say that. I mean, you might say it's actually been a below average camp if you look at grades or just average out and who you who listen to. And we have Elliot on basically every day on the station, and I feel like Elliot is a soft grader on Jalen rather than a hard grader.
And he's soft.
Well, if you average it out, he has him at basically a C so far in camp. It's not been very good. Is it a big deal? I think it is because, number one, they're probably going to have to throw more this year, Hugh. I mean, it's just they're probably going to have to. I'd like to run the ball a ton, but they're probably going to have to throw it more. Number two, you know, their defense probably won't be as dominant as it was last year. The schedule is hard. I mean, they might just need more out of Jalen. And if you go back the years he's been his best and they've had the most success, last year, 2022, he had great training camps. And the years that they were not as great, 21 and 23 with him as the starter, he didn't have as great a training camps. There is a correlation there so far in his career. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni earlier today before practice started against the Browns on yesterday's practice and that passing offense.
Yeah, again, there's some ups, there's some downs. You know, that's how any practice is going to go. And, you know, I thought we did some good things running the football. I thought we had a couple too many negative plays. It's hard to score points when you move backwards. So that's always our goal and what we talk about in training camp or even any practice review or game review in the season. You know, how do you eliminate bad football? And how do you eliminate, you know, those types of things that move you backwards? And so,
look, I can't be positive, but I'm pretty much sure he's guessing or he's talking about the passing game, Hugh. I can't imagine the negative plays were in the run game yesterday. I have to imagine he's talking about the passing game. And that's not – again, it doesn't mean it's all Jalen's fault, but 11-on-11 against the Cleveland Browns, and they didn't do very well yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but there also were guys, you know, like they got pressure. They got pressure on the quarterback
sure.
a couple times.
But maybe he holds the ball too long.
Yeah, maybe. It's a bunch of different things. Like I said, it's one of those things where – it could be the concepts they're working on. You know, you get to see, you know, you go into a practice and you say, okay, my guard is having trouble, just as an example.
Well, no, Dickerson out there, yeah.
Yeah, they're having trouble picking up the blitz. Let's see how they handle this, how they handle pressure on rundowns, rush the pass on rundowns. Like, you know, just get that disruption in the backfield and things of that nature. So there's a lot of factors that go into that.
So Yeah, well, there is. And look, he's not going to play. I think it's very unlikely, if not impossible, that he's going to play on Saturday, right? Like, they're not going to play Jones in the preseason.
Yeah.
We've crossed that bridge already.
That's why it's important. Like, and I will say this. With these joint practices, it's important to get good work in those practices.
You read my mind. This is the until they play the first game, yesterday and today is the closest thing to real football that Jalen will face until the Cowboys come in on September 4th. And the first glimpse of that, again, he's not playing the preseason, so I'm going to put more of an emphasis on practice, what we've seen, but especially yesterday. And the first time they saw an opposing defense that wasn't the Eagles' defense, which is the Browns, that's who's in, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
And as Elliot told you guys yesterday, it was a couple picks. It could have been three or four. Your reaction, Jalen Hurts not having a great training camp so far. Is it a big deal? I think it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. The aforementioned Terrence in Springfield, totally disrespected yesterday by Tom Kelly. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, what's up, man? How y'all doing,
Terrence,
man?
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, man, Joe, I'm glad you're back in the saddle, man. Shout out to my guy, Hugh, man, because you always recognizing when it's something wrong with doing, man. See, TK, man, I see why he's on the reserves, man, Joe.
Oh, no, it's like, TK catching
me, if you're going to do an interview, Joe, just let me know. You know, don't even put me on yet. Or if you have an interview, hit me mid-conversation and be like, yo, T, we got to do this interview. Stay on hold. We're going to finish your thoughts when we come back. Now, he just hung up on me. I'm like, oh, man, like, he just hung up on me. I was still talking. And I realized the phone was hung up, so I'm like, man, I said, I must be chopped liver out here, man.
You know what it sounds to me? It sounds like a quarterback that got hurried in the pocket and made a bad throw. Like, the moment got to him a little bit. He couldn't kind of think straight.
He seemed a little shook. See, Joe, like, you always let me talk, man. A couple of times, he had me on hold for long, but you always come back and redeem yourself. You kind of like Jalen Hurts, Joe. Kind of like Jalen Hurts.
I'll take that as a compliment. Hopefully my last two weeks have been better than his, though. It's not been great so far for him in camp here.
Yeah, let's talk about Hurts, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Doug, Joe, what are we talking about right now? Why aren't we just ripping Elliott for these training camp stats?
I'm an Elliott training camp stats guy. Now you may, Terrence, it's fair if you don't think it's that big of a deal. I do like that he does it because – you know, it's not like the old days, Terrence, where everyone gets to go up to Lehigh or we get to go to – I mean, Hugh and I have gotten to go to a lot of practices, but we're also on the air. Like, most fans don't get to see practice every day like the old days. So I appreciate that Elliott literally charts every throw he makes because we all can't see it.
Okay, Joe, check this out. So we got to keep in mind, man, that we got players out here fighting for roster spots. We got Jalen Hurts in a new offense. I'm not too worried about Jalen Hurts in this training camp thing because haven't he been in a different offense the last 5 years? He's been in the NFL, and he's made the playoffs every year. Hasn't he made the playoffs every year? So I'm not concerned about this, man. And now, if it gets to the regular season and he's having problems, then I'm going to be worried. But we all know he got to work out some kinks. We got Petullo's new offense in here. So and keep this in mind. A.J. Brown, I think he's been out for like a week with like a hamstring issue. So that could play a part into this. You know, he's probably trying to force the ball to some of these young guys, trying to get some reps in with these young dudes, man. So I feel like Jalen Hurts, when the time is right, he's going to put on. Every quarterback in the NFL ain't having perfect training camps, though. So we got to keep that in mind. Not one quarterback probably had a perfect training camp. I know Elliott was talking about he had the interception streak. Man, that's baloney. When the lights turn on and when the season starts, that's when I'm going to be worried if Jalen Hurts is having problems throwing that football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, I think it's fair, and I think it's fair to say, Terrence, always good phone call. And Terrence, glad we got through it today. We didn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't get cut off.
We didn't have to rush you out of here.
Live your truth, bro.
So I think you can make a case that Jalen is maybe above this, Hugh. Like a young quarterback, you start to wonder what you have. With mm-hmm. Jalen, we know what we have, so why get caught up in the details of day-to-day practice? But again, this offseason has been a lot of talk that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? He belongs at least in the conversation with the other ones that have established themselves as the best. I don't see anyone saying these other guys are having tough practices. I know I'm not there, mm-hmm. but we can quickly search and you could see it. If Mahomes was having a down training camp, someone would be writing about it. If Josh Allen was throwing pick after pick, someone would be saying, hey, Josh is kind of struggling. No. The only one I see that you kind of put in the upper echelon of quarterbacks that looks like he's struggling is Jalen Hurts. And Terrence made the point that they have a new coordinator. They had a new coordinator last year.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a pick for the first like 3 weeks of camp. It was the great record that Elliott charted every day.
He was charting. He was charting.
It just
hell
feels like he's made more mistakes this camp. Interceptions and Hugh, just I've noticed when we've been there, it feels like a lot of times he's holding the ball for a long time. They don't obviously hit him, so it's not a sack, but he holds it a lot.
But and Elliott has pointed out that there's a lot of times that he didn't know whether it was a sack or not because of what he saw in the fact that Jalen's holding the ball. But I'll say this. Defending Super Bowl champion, he's going to get that scrutiny. I remember after, I think it was Patrick Mahomes won his first or it was his second, and I remember being at ESPN and they were talking about how teams have figured him out. Like, he didn't look that great. He didn't look that – I don't know about his camp stats or whatever, but I remember going into that season, you know, they got off to a super slow start. And I remember the big storyline was, oh, the teams have figured Patrick Mahomes out. The magic is worn off, and you just keep your head down. That's going to happen, especially when you're a polarizing quarterback like Jalen is. Now, he has to have – a really good season this year, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not denying any of that. Everything that you're talking about, that's valid. Jalen needs to take a step forward because I told you last year, going to a lot of games, a lot of people didn't know what they were going to get from Jalen. They didn't know how he was going to play, and he won the Super Bowl, and he changed the narrative. This year, clean slate. The fact that he is struggling in training camp, that's cause for worry for some. But that's what happens when you win the Super Bowl and you're in a position where people really don't know how to categorize you. Because, I mean, when we have these comments and conversations about Jalen, that's what it always boils down to. What is he? Where does he fit in the categories of quarterbacks? Is he elite? Is he serviceable? Is he just a guy? Like, that's the conversation that are being had. So to go into training camp after winning the Super Bowl, it's going to always be like that for him. He's the only one that's going to be able to change all that. But I will say this, knowing what I've heard from the players and everything that's going on, I think most of this is conceptual. And they're working on different things. And let's not forget, they're not game planning for the Cleveland Browns. They're just practicing against them. And they're probably practicing and showing some things that they might want to do in the game. Mm. And they want to see how it's going to work. That's not an excuse. That's just how practice works.
You felt I was about to say excuse maker Douglas.
No, I know.
It's
not
a filibuster.
It's not filibustering.
Well, we're kind of making excuses.
Well, it's not. Joe,
but every year he's had different coordinators, right? Some years he's had great camps. Some years. So what's the difference? Like last year, Kellen Moore brought a whole new thing, and he played great in camp. This year it's Petullo. Again, I agree with you. We could see out there. I've seen them do more bootleg stuff, like him rolling out, throwing quickly, than I've seen in years. So I know there's some new stuff, but he's playing better in camp last year than this year. I can't figure it out.
I will say that there's something to do. and something to be said about, you know, winning the Super Bowl and getting that weight off your back, that 400-pound gorilla. I will say this. From what I've seen, looks like him and Coach Petula on the same page. They're in lockstep with one another. He's been more jovial at his press conference. He's been more talkative, so much so that he pointed out the fact that he's been more talkative. And that might – and no lie, that might be because he won the Super Bowl. But the pressure's still there. And he – I think if anybody realizes what's at stake for him, it's him.
Yeah.
Because he hears everything. He might not say anything about it, but he hears everything. And you have to know that going into this year that you're going to be even more scrutinized because you're looked at as just a guy. You're looked at as a guy. You're looked at as the light switch guy. You know how you just go in a room and turn on a light switch?
Yeah.
That's all that, like, they're looking like you're a plug and play guy. So you have to change the narrative.
Well, you do. I mean, I had 10:40 on the over-under for Excuse Maker Douglas. He arrived at 10:42 today. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Joe? What's up, diehard Joe, my man Hercule? Well, no, it's Hiley Hugh, because it'd be off some gummies.
Hey Matt, what's up, buddy?
What's up? And lastly, real quick, I just want to send love to Kyle and his family. That's my favorite barber, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Just put that out there positively.
Well now, said, man. Well said. Yep.
Now, to the actual topic, I personally think, Joe and Hugh, that, like, I wouldn't be too worried. Because, like Hugh touched on earlier just now, that they're implementing new concepts against live action, live defense, a game plan, and to stop whatever look that they're giving. I also think that what I'm hearing a lot in this news cycle compared to the 2023 news cycle, they're not acknowledging the fact that, like, A.J. Brown is hurt, or we're getting our injury bugs as well. I think that, like, when we're talking about Jalen and how great he is or how great he can be, it's like we ignore, like, outside factors outside of his control, and we're not giving him a discount for that. Like, if Joe Burrow didn't have Ja'Marr Chase, he's going to get an excuse. If Dak Prescott didn't have CeeDee Lamb, he got an excuse. If Patrick Mahomes didn't have Xavier Worthy, Rashi Rice, like, he gets excuses now. The only exception is that Patrick Mahomes, and he can elevate like that. But for all other intents and purposes, for any quarterback, Lamar Jackson, they have a good roster, one of the best comparable to the Eagles. He still gets excuses on how he has mid receivers, and one of his receivers is all pro. So I think that there's a lot of switching of the cup, and so to speak, games when it comes to talking about Jalen, because at the end of the day, when he has his healthy players, we've seen him win.
Well, we have, and we've seen him win at a high level. And there, I can understand why it's like, hey, he's established enough. We don't have to worry about the day-to-day. Like, when he was a young player, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. Then I understand why we kind of focused more on, like, can he play and how's he doing and what's going on. I do think it is a little bit ironic, though, Hugh, a little ironic. And Matt brought up a point, and that's totally fair, that A.J. Brown hasn't practiced much the last 10 days or so, right? He's had a hamstring. In fact, we're going to ask Elliot when he hops on today after practice. A.J. Brown is not practicing again today. And Nick Sirianni seemed like he kind of avoided or talked around a question today. Nick Sirianni was asked this morning before practice, did A.J. have a setback? Because, Hugh, A.J. practiced at the open practice on Sunday, right? He was out a while.
Yeah.
He came back. He practiced Sunday at the link in front of the crowd. And he has not practiced yesterday or today. So I think that's a natural question. Did A.J. have a setback? What's going on here? Matt's right. A.J. Brown hasn't been out there for the better part of a week. Is that part of the reason why Jalen's struggling? Probably.
Yeah,
but
it could be.
But then everyone gets upset when you say, well, Jalen gets dinged because he has all this talent around him. Well, but then he can't play like crap when the talent's not there. I mean, I know A.J. Brown's a great player, but I feel like we can't have it both ways. If we don't want to tax Jalen when we rank him because he has all these great players, then when the great players are out of practice, he still needs to play pretty well.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that because he's the guy that – he's the straw that stirs the drink. But I will say this. It's – he's been under a lot of scrutiny. And some of it to people feels like it's really unnecessary because it feels like the line's being moved. These are the conversations that I have that I really don't want to have to people that on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Because it just feels that way for Jalen. Jalen has something special about him. And I think the thing that bothers people the most is that you can't put your finger on it. Like I said, Joe, we used to have conversations, and I used to tell you, during the course of last year, going into games, and I would be an earshot of conversations that were being had about Jalen. And to a man, nobody knew what they were going to get on Sunday.
I never did. And then once every three or four games, he would be great.
And then he would regress. And it was one of those things where I just said, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride, because that's all you can do, because we don't know how this thing is going to play out, but we know, or we feel like, the Eagles got a chance to win.
Yeah. Well, every week they did.
Yeah. And it would be times when people say, well, I guess the best way to describe Jalen would be bipolar. That would be the best description.
And I think, based on what I've seen in camp so far, based on how Elliott has graded him every day, that's the same right now. Because there are some days, I think he's had a couple of A days, B plus days, but there's also C minus days, mm-hmm. D days. That hasn't changed. I guess I wanted it to change. My hope for Jalen is he goes from being good to consistently excellent, or if you want to say very good to consistently excellent. That, to me, that feels like the box, the next part of his progression.
You want to feel comfortable with your quarterback being somewhat consistent on a daily basis.
We know he can do it, right? He's shown enough in the NFL that there's obviously ability to be great. The last two games he played were great. I just want it day-to-day consistency, and it feels like so far in camp, they were not getting
You know what I want, Joe? I want to win a Super Bowl.
But isn't him more consistent help us win? I mean, it has to.
I'm going to try to put this analogy together.
We're going to filibust.
That you could understand. Okay. Say if you were dating, you had a significant other, and they were a little squirrely.
They were a little wild, a little squirrely.
Love the dunk drop.
Yeah. But they were loyal, and for the most part, they were everything that you've ever wanted in a significant other. But
what do you mean by squirrely?
Whatever squirrely means to you. Like maybe there are some times where that person might be some 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning nights, and you might be with them, and there might be some times where you might be put in uncomfortable situations, but you're having fun. But they're a little on the wild side. Use your imagination on this.
Can I add to the analogy?
Yeah.
This kind of behavior flies a lot more when you're like 25, 26 than it does when you're 40.
But
Jalen's not a kid anymore.
He's not a second-year quarterback. You just got to go with the flow, Joe. As long as you're having fun and nobody's getting hurt, just let her be or him be who they are.
And eventually say, I'm too old for this. Please.
I mean, but you're having fun, though.
Well, yeah, the Jalen era has been fun. It's not a great camp so far.
Say, I feel so alive. Don't you feel alive?
Yeah, but don't you wake up some days, you're like, what are we doing here? Can we have a little consistency day to day?
We've had a couple of those days. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of those.
I like how you ain't talking about the alligator in the lake now.
Well, we will. Well,
game, set, match. I'm trying to tell y'all, there's stuff out there.
Oh, stop.
That y'all know nothing about. This is where my third eye and me vibrating on a high level comes into play all the time.
Yeah, check your glasses or your contacts.
I be trying to tell y'all, man. You see how big the alligator was?
I know. It was not that far from where I lived, the gator in the lake. I know. It bothered me. What are we doing? Who put that gator in there? But that isn't – I mean, you're afraid of all water. So this is just up your alley.
The best one. Somebody say. No falls right around the corner, people. So you know what that means. Football and pumpkin spice season. I just like saying pumpkin spice. Sounds so lovely. And this year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer. It's called pumpkin spice. Thick cut bacon. It's warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Listen, everybody. Y'all know how last year I felt about pumpkin spice. I thought we were doing too much. But I've changed my mind since I've had this bacon. Francisco looks at me longingly with his mouth watering because he wants some of this bacon. It's tasty. So this is what you got to do. It's here for a limited time only, and it's at your local grocery store. So visit cityhatfield.com to find out where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.